For the second time in a couple years, the Skagway School had the best test scores in the state. Josh Coffrin is superintendent of the Skagway School District.
It verifies and validates everything that we do on a daily basis with our students. The teachers in the building deserve a ton of credit for this recognition. We can't do it without the really supportive community and also the incredibly generous support that we get from the municipalities.
This was the first time the Performance Evaluation for Alaska Schools, or PEAKS, test was administered. It replaces the Alaska Measures of Progress Assessment, which was riddled with issues after it was introduced. Because of those problems, Alaska went a year without statewide standardized testing. On the English language arts portion of the test, 89% of Skagway students scored proficient or advanced. For math, 73% met standards. On the Alaska science assessment, more than 80% of Skagway students scored proficient or advanced. According to Coffrin, the exact number of successful science scores is 100%, but the state doesn't report that for student privacy reasons. Though Coffrin is proud of those numbers, he says the English and math scores show room for improvement.
We still have some places to go as far as improving test scores because I'm not satisfied until we have 100% of our students proficient or advanced.
Further down the Lynn Canal, the Haynesboro School District ranked number 2 for the percentage of students scoring proficient or advanced. Still, those numbers were significantly lower than Skagway. On the English language arts portion of the PEAKS test, 55% of Haynes students scored advanced or proficient. For math, not even half of the students met standards. 49% received satisfactory scores. Rich Carlson is interim superintendent of the Haynes District.
As far as Haynes is concerned, we did substantially better in language arts and in math than the state did. I'm pretty pleased with that. But in terms of, the results on a statewide level, it's pretty disappointing.
The number of students scoring proficient or advanced was even higher in science. 74% of students scored in the top tiers. Statewide, 38% of students scored advanced or proficient on the English portion of the PEAKS test. In math, 32% received satisfactory scores. On the Alaska Science Assessment, 46% scored at least proficient. But despite Haynes' high ranking against other schools in the state, school board member Sarah Chapel said the scores are still not where they should be. There's still a significant percentage of students scoring below or far below proficient. Chapel spoke at a board meeting Tuesday.
Do understand that this is a snapshot, but we had a snapshot 2 years ago and the results are very similar. So we've taken two pictures in the last 3 years and both pictures are not as good as we want them to be.
Carlson says the scores are more useful when they're broken down.
And that will go to the teacher, and the teacher then will, the scores will help the teacher be able to drive the instruction for the individual student.
Since this is the first year of the PEAKS test, these scores will serve as a baseline to measure progress. At the Klukwan School, which is part of the Chatham School District, 50% of students scored advanced or proficient in English language arts. 11 students took the test. The students struggled much more in math, with only 20% or fewer receiving an advanced or proficient score. KHNS was not able to reach the Chatham superintendent by deadline for this story. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.